SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed in the Russian-Ukrainian war, and the latest casualties apparently include members of the media.
Russia and Ukraine have traded deadly attacks as Moscow sends more reinforcements to its Kursk region to push back Ukrainian troops. Five people were killed in Ukrainian shelling in Russia's border region of Belgorod. Kyiv has been increasing its strikes inside Russian territory after launching a surprise ground offensive into Russia's Kursk region 2 weeks ago. Humanitarian aid is urgently being delivered to the thousands of Russians who were evacuated from Kursk and are now displaced. Meanwhile, Russian forces struck a hotel in Kramatorsk in the eastern Donetsk region. Two journalists were wounded while a search is underway for a third, who's believed to be trapped under the rubble. They're reported to be journalists from Ukraine, the US, and the UK. I'm Nayan Kim.
Also at SRNnews.com, the West Coast summer interrupted by a cold system from the Gulf of Alaska, dropping down through the Pacific Northwest into Northern California over the weekend. National Weather Service forecaster Tony Fracasso.
Unusually cool for late August. There was snow and some of the higher elevations. It's not typically seen in August. Usually you have to wait until late September, even at the highest peaks there. So it's definitely a little unusual for only the end of August.
Well, meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Hector has formed well out to sea in the eastern Pacific, and Hurricane Hane is passing just south of Hawaii. Rain falling in the southeastern slopes could total of 12 to 14 inches. Meanwhile, Hurricane Hilma has weakened, meanwhile, to a Category 3 and should be no more than a depression. This is SRN News. Do you watch Christian movies?
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers have viewed at least one Christian film in the last year, and 81% of them think such movies have the potential to lead non-believers to Christ. Christian filmmaker Stephen Kendrick tells Lifeway, quote, "We live in a visual, video-driven generation. Movies can be great tools to reach people where they are and share biblical truth in context." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Residents in Missouri will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change the gender on a driver's license. State previously required approval from a doctor to update the gender on the ID. The change follows protest earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room in a St. Louis gym. Spokesman for the gym says a man showed a staff a copy of his license. This is SRN News. Many small business owners overall are beginning to feel somewhat positive.
An American Express survey found that 83% of owners said that the past few years have required them to think more creatively than ever before. And 87% said that each year they feel more confident in their skills as business owners. And the National Federation of Independent Business, meanwhile, said its Small Business Optimism Index rose 2.2 points in July to 93.7, the highest reading since February 2022. John Scott reporting.
Police are investigating five deaths at a home on Long Island. Nassau County Police say officers responded to reports of shots fired and found the body of a man outside the home apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Inside, they found the bodies of four more people in that house 15 miles east of New York City. More details at SRNnews.com.